Women want them, men want to be them. Tom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
Because we're very high.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock Friday Happier Happy Hour. And Dom, just to clarify from the CDC, the three-year average was the 3 years before the licensing of the specific vaccine, but the morbidity rates that I've been quoting, I said three-year average, that's a single year. We had 500,000 people dying a year of measles before there was a measles inoculation. And in 2000, there were 81 measles deaths in this nation. From 500,000 a year, 1.5 million people died of measles over 3 years. And then the inoculation started. Seems quite stark, the contrast.
Well, if you can believe the deep state CDC historical reporting.
Thanks for that. Thanks for undermining the truth.
I'm just telling
you. Don't we have right-wing talk radio for that?
Some of those righties react to these issues. No, I'm down, man. Obviously. I mean, the stuff works. And you're not injecting the disease into your body. That's not exactly how it works. So I can understand the layman's term perspective on that. But there is a track record of success, as you have so articulately defined, Crudy. Millions of people have had their lives saved because of these inoculations, because of vaccines, because of science.
844-967-2789. Still time for your calls in this big show. Your grievances as well. Jeff from Janesville by way of Montana. Welcome back, Jeff. How you been?
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. I haven't talked to you since last November, and it was COVID. I can tell you some COVID stories. I mean, it hit me hard with my fiance. She spent a week in a field hospital in Milwaukee. It was in her lungs really bad. This was the first type of COVID. It was not even the more.
Jeff, I remember you calling us and telling us that you were going to the field hospital. I've been wondering, honestly, Jeff, it's somewhere in the back of my mind. I've been wondering what happened to Jeff's girlfriend.
She did good. She pulled through. She never needed to be ventilated, but she needed oxygen, and they had to give her some of those little special stuff that I think number 45 got, you know. But, yeah, she never needed to be ventilated. So, I mean, but still, it was scarier than hell. And this is, you know. But what gets me is the alternate universe. I have friends that live in this alternate universe. They think there's chips being injected into us, microchips, and they think that this is just a democratic conspiracy. I mean, I have, well, they're not good friends, but they're guys I've known for years, you know, and they watch Newsmax and Fox and listen to all that white right-wing hate. They don't believe any of these stats that you guys are listing. They just, all they see is what they see. It's an alternate universe. How do you convince people like that?
Well, Jeff, I would recommend starting by making some new friends.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you, man. Have you guys gotten your vaccine, although you were both infected? What's your status there?
Of course. Yeah. We both got vaccinated. Yeah. And, you know, we both got sick from it. So I think there was probably some antibodies in our system yet that reacted to the vaccine, but that's a good thing. It was like a booster shot.
Yes, sir.
I got it too, and I was sick, but not like my fiance, man. By the way, I live in the north side of Madison now, so it's.
Oh, now she's your fiance. You've moved up in the world, Jeff.
Oh, wow.
Making an honest woman of her.
Let's just put it this way. I'm 61 and she's 65. Sometime in the next 20 years, we'll get married.
Hey, man, just invite us to the reception if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, I don't need to go to the actual ceremony, the church part of it, but we'll go to the bar. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
844-967-2789. Our pal Wisco Paul out there on the roads. How you doing, Wisco?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, that's funny. Hey, happy Friday, Devils.
Thank you, sir.
A quick grievance. The GOP lies about the mask and the vaccine. It should have never got this bad. So I'm with you, Crudy. Mandate the shot. Just do it. Hey, I want to bring up another topic. The gentleman I know in Northern Adams County, he now listens to you guys online.
Nice.
He loves it. Yeah, but he just wished you guys were on the radio and say, like, Wisconsin Rapids or Point or one of the bigger, well, they call them cities up there.
You know, Paul, you keep buying lottery tickets, and when you strike gold, you and I will partner up in a Northern Wisconsin radio endeavor, okay, pal?
Yeah, sure to lose money, you're saying? Or, you know,
we could probably break even after 20 years, Paul.
Okay. Hey, I got one more thing for you. My wife heard yesterday on the radio when you were gone, Crudy, Dom is going to go pantsless at Johnny on the Lake. So my wife says, this is on our calendar. We got to be there. And she wants to thank Copain Ronnie for suggesting it. And also my wife understands why Dom was your wingman all these years, because she said he's damn good looking. So
you be careful, Paul.
Yeah.
Progressive women love dirty Dom.
Hey, you guys got the most awesome female callers ever. They're just awesome callers.
Hey, Paul,
Ronnie, and all of them.
Could you do me a favor though? Could you ask Mrs. Wisco, what am I, a chopped liver?
I'll ask her. All right, you guys have the great weekends, and thanks for your show.
We'll see you at the bar next Thursday. Bring the missus, Paul.
Maybe I'll bring the yellow hot pants, man. We'll see what happens.
I like to amend the sentiment here, because I think women of both extremes like Dominic because of
Leah Vukmir.
Women, she gets
all bedroomized when she sees Dom.
Women with extremities, I think. I mean, or the extreme women, either way.
The fringers. Oh, if he ever met Michelle Bachmann, that'd be magic.
Take your iron rod and smash.
We mentioned Michelle Bachmann's name on the show. That was yesterday. And she's like Beetlejuice, man. I was flipping on Fox News to see what else was going on. I see, they're presenting the world, and their crazy eyes just staring at me, man. You can't say your name. She'll pop up.
Well, if she's Beetlejuice, you're the candy man.
Take your iron rod.
844-967-2789. We were supposed to have a guest today. Mad Dog Maggie Dawn was unable to join us. Had a work thing pop up. We'll try to get her in for next week, perhaps Monday. 844-967-2789. In the meantime, you, our fair audience, you're going to have to fill in Kurt from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, guys. Just a couple points here. First of all, if we look at the technology that was available to those who developed the polio vaccines and other ones that we have listed off, it doesn't even get close to where we are now. So I always have to stress it. When someone makes a comment about something, it's always in reference to something else. If you don't create a reference point, it really doesn't have a lot of meaning. Second of all, as far as it's really too bad the shot doesn't leave a mark on your skin like the polio vaccine did. Then we know who is inoculated. But in the end, because the way this thing was deployed and the way that there was no really good mechanism to issue cards to those who got the vaccination, one thing we know that does control the marketplace is the insurance companies. And they're not going to want to pay for people who refuse to get a vaccination and cost them.
Great point.
Deny them health care.
Great point, Kurt.
So there are many mechanisms we can use. And just a final note, I don't want to pick on them, but using heart medication to a pandemic is just not a good argument. So the numbers are very revealing. And you don't have to be a 4.0 or 3.0 student or even 2.0 to understand.
Well, now you're getting into my territory, Kurt. Hey, well, I got a bright idea, Kurt. Here's how we'll know if you've been vaccinated. You'll have the mark of the beast.
Oh, see, that's what they're calling it, though, Kurt. Man, that's the terminology that these wackadoodle, you know, Christian conservatives are throwing around.
Well, you know, you can't fix stupid. That's all I have to do is end the call. You can't fix stupid.
All right, Kurt, thanks for the call, man. Well, we try, man. I'm not giving up on that. We can fix stupid. Well, we can try. We can create circumstances whereby the stupid would... No, 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 no. can't. Okay, forget it.
844-967-2789. Damba, I want to turn to a speculative headline. Apparently, Mandela Barnes running for the U.S. Senate.
What?
At least he has put the fundraising apparatus in place. He's got a senatorial fundraising page over at Act Blue. And apparently, some friend of his tweeted out and said, I just gave to Mandela, and you should too. And then Mandela must have said, no! And that tweet was apparently taken down, but not before it caught the attention of Daniel Bice. Or, you know, someone shared it with Bice. And Bice wrote a column. And although there is no comment from the, you know, campaign in waiting, I strongly suspect this is a tell that our buddy Mandela Barnes is running for the U.S. Senate.
Bill Glauber and Daniel Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The countdown has begun to a potential U.S. Senate run by Barnes. Wisconsin's lieutenant governor has fundraising efforts for a possible campaign, according to a tweet posted by Thursday by Anna Garcia Ashley, who runs a Milwaukee nonprofit. Under federal campaign rules, potential candidates have 15 days in which they can raise money to test the waters. They have to, before they have to file paperwork to officially enter the race. Join me in supporting Mandela Barnes via Act Blue, the since-deleted tweet said. The link to a fundraising website said, let's be bold and unafraid to work together to change the game by sending Mandela Barnes to the U.S. Senate! Become a founding donor to our campaign by making a donation. Today, a spokesperson for Barnes declined to comment.
So, early part of next week, because nobody announces a campaign on a Friday, do they, Dom?
Nah, come on.
That's like a Monday morning sort of thing. You drop a video, and you make a fundraising plea.
That's right.
And you make sure you got all your webs and your domain names.
I would say,
unless you're Brad Schimmel.
Anywhere from like 6 days to maybe 10 days, because we have a live event out on Beaver Dam on Thursday, and we also have a live event in Fitchburg the following Tuesday. I mean, those would be good days for the lieutenant governor to announce.
I don't know if you noticed, Don, but the last time the lieutenant governor announced a candidacy for higher office wasn't on our show.
No.
He did it on Earl's show.
Oh, Earl.
Mandela announced on Earl's show, buddy.
Well, then we're owed one, then.
Yeah, he does owe us one. Maybe several. We'll see. Mandela, call us, 844-967-2789. But since he's probably in, Don, does this shake up the race?
Certainly does. Yeah,
no doubt. And does it diminish any of the other candidates' luster, to your opinion?
And Bice and in their article here, and Glauber put the top three on the tier would be Godlewski, Lazary, and of course, and Mandela Barnes. You know, I think someone like Larson, who's from Milwaukee, you know, I think that's gonna be tough on him. You know, of course, Lazarus from now in Milwaukee, and
you got three, maybe four candidates coming out of Milwaukee.
Yeah. So I think that'll impact it. But it's gonna shake up the race, no doubt about it. I look forward to seeing who comes out of this. This is gonna be fun.
Well, I told you my early favorite is Sarah Godlewski, mostly because I've been so supportive of her as a candidate. You know, I'd like to be right, Dom.
Now you got to stick to it.
She's very dynamic. She's got a lot of it. So I've always said that about her, and I think she's got a lot of message discipline. But when I look, when Mandela jumps in the pool, Dom, I actually think that might be to the diminishment of Alex Lazary. I think Mandela is probably a Milwaukee first candidate. Now, he may also ding Sarah Godlewski and Tom Nelson and every other candidate because he's a very popular statewide office holder and a very smart and dynamic guy. I mean, Mandela's got a lot of his own it. He's got lots of charisma, and he's a friend of ours. And the phone number, Mandela, is 844-967-2789. If you're looking for the proper launch platform, it ain't somebody's Twitter account. It's the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Ooh, Devil's Triangle. Oh. We have a paper down. I repeat, a paper is down.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.